In Unity, we have a wonderful daily affirmative magazine called The Daily Word. I will invite Terry Peters to come forward and read that to us, and then we'll follow that with a time of mindfulness, a time of prayer.
The daily word today is grace. The grace of God surrounds and enfolds me. From the moment I greet the day in the morning, and from the moment I rest at night, I am enfolded in the grace of God. I find grace in the rhythm and balance of the natural world. It is in the beauty of a sunset and a sunrise and a sweet, gentle rain. I find grace in the sweet souls with whom I share this beautiful planet, the faces of my dear ones and others I meet throughout the day. Grace is the presence of God made manifest. As it does for the world around me, grace blesses my life as well. It is the unexpected kind, the serendipity, the forgiven error. It is the assurance I carry in the deepest recesses of my soul that I am loved, treasured, and secure in the heart of God. And from 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 14, and the grace of our Lord overflowed for me with the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. The affirmation, the grace of God surrounds and enfolds me.
Thank you, Terry. So I invite you to join with me in this time as we've allowed these inspirational words to open our minds, our very hearts, our soul, being, to move more deeply into an awareness and a connection to the flow of our universe of infinite spirit. So I invite you to relax wherever you are, to begin a process of breathing that shifts once again the focus of attention from the outer world to the presence, the soul, the beingness within. And I will be toning our singing bowl that resonates at that energetic vibration of the heart chakra, which is the chakra of love, and allows us to know that the different rates and elements of energetic vibration call us into different states of being. So allow this toning, this sound, this heart resonance to move through you as you deepen into your oneness with the allness of this moment. And so with each breath that we take, we allow ourselves to just relax, to let go, to gracefully open ourselves to receive, to be one with all of the universe, all of that which is creation, whether we call it God, the breath of life, the allness, the oneness. We are each an intrinsic part of that divinity in expression. And as we allow ourselves to just rest gently in this moment, we feel that energy moving around us and through us, and we recognize that it is us. And we just feel it like a wave, or we experience it like a bath of light, or we hear it as a resonance of beauty. In whatever way we recognize, in this now moment, we choose to be in alignment with all that is, with the divine. And as we do so, we feel this activity of spirit within us that enlivens our very being, that calls to us, that we call out to, that we dance with, that we respond, as we are invited to see more clearly, to recognize the wholeness of our being as health, as radiant life, as wisdom, as creativity, as laughter, as joy. And so we feel ourselves immersed in this wholeness, this oneness. And we affirm it as the truth of who we are. When we see with the open eyes and when we hear the open ears of our soul inherent within. We hear that voice of Godness in the beautiful voice of Ella here in the room. We hear the voice of Godness in the intuitive whisperings or feelings that we receive. We experience the presence of God through the music that John plays. We experience our oneness as we share in the energy right here and right now. So we take a moment to just be present to the soul of our own being, to listen, to invite, to embrace, to affirm our wholeness and our oneness, to rejoice in the flow of infinite love, and to be in this stillness, in a gentle quietness for a few discerning moments of oneness and silence. And from this place of breathing into spirit, of the sense of renewal we experience, of that still small voice that we hear in the heart of our being, from this place of connectivity with each other, here in the room and across the miles, we send forth prayerful intention of wholeness, healing, grace, prosperity, and blessing for all the names that have been placed within our prayer box. And we also speak aloud the names of those we would especially bless at this time, knowing that our voice carries the vibration of intention through the speaking of a name or a situation. Martha, Catherine, Emil, Donalyn, the Martin family, Noah, Bob and Karen, Linda and John, Jolene, Richard, Katie, Louie, Sue Ann, Teresa, Unity of Michiana, Unity Worldwide Ministries and World Headquarters, our world leaders, we affirm life, health, the abundance and prosperity of all good flowing into and through every life right now and in this moment. I'm grateful to be surrounded also in that light of which we are all a part. So together we pray this forth in and through the presence and the power of that which is truth, wholeness, oneness, and allness. And so it is. Amen.
I